Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
College football final on the air again tomorrow afternoon. Scores and game reports from all over the upper Midwest, including the Big Ten and the top 25. Marquee game in the MIAC tomorrow. St. John's on the road at Gustavus. And Gustavus head coach Peter Haugen joins us on the line. And good to visit with you tonight. Thanks so much for taking time out.
Hey, thanks, Steve, for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, good to visit with you. And tough injury news. Your great quarterback, Michael Veldman, goes down with an injury, but your team is still been able to win football games, and you got to be proud of the kids.
Yeah, we've definitely rallied. There's no doubt. And we miss Michael. There's no question about that. But, you know, Michael has meant so much to the program. And, you know, he got hurt several weeks ago. And what's cool about him, and it shows about his character and leadership, is he hasn't missed a beat with our program and helping our young quarterbacks along the way. And yes, we miss him like crazy, but just proud of the effort that he's put in even since his injury.
Yeah, and his experience and the quality of play is just extraordinary. I'm sure you feel like, even though you lost your starting quarterback, that you gained a coach that's really helping out. That's got to be. And does he have an interest in continuing coaching the game going forward?
You know, I think he'd be really good at it. He has taken a role, and certainly our offensive coaches have done such a great job with him. Coach Cosgrove, Coach Shoemaker have done such a great job with Michael over the last several years, and now Michael's passing that on, like you said. I'm not sure if he'll get into coaching or not, but I know if he does, he'll be a really good one.
Yeah, big one tomorrow is St. John's coming into town, the new look MIAC. Looks like the weather's going to be great, and you've got just a beautiful facility there in St. Peter. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, it is phenomenal. Just really so thankful to our alumni and our president, our administration leadership that, you know, we've got incredible facilities at Gustavus, and our stadium is sure one of those marquee spots, and now we'll couple that with a huge Lund expansion program project that's going on right now. It's a $60 million project that'll totally expand our wellness opportunities for all of our students, but will really be incredible for our student athletes.
As you look at going to division play in the MIAC, St. Scholastica joins, McAllister is back, St. Thomas has moved on. Give us a sense of this league and the new structure. I know it's brand new for everyone.
It's new for everyone, and we're going to give we've got two divisions and five teams in each division. You know, we're really thankful that the league expanded. There was certainly concern about, after losing St. Thomas, you know, how the league was going to go and which direction. Would we add a team? Would we lose a couple more teams? And so to be at a 10-team structure right now, I think, is a big win. You know, it's becoming increasingly difficult to find non-conference games. So you never know down the road, if we get to a 9-game conference schedule, that might be something to look at. But for right now, this is a really unique divisional setup, and it gives the Week 10 game a really special flavor to it. So in Week 10, all these teams from the Skyline Division and the Northwoods Division will cross over.
A big one tomorrow is St. John's coming to town. What are the challenges there playing the Johnnies?
Well, you know, there's always significant challenges when you're playing the Johnnies. You know, we've got so much respect for them, the tradition, the history, no question about it. We're excited for the game. You know, defensively, they haven't given up a point in three games. And then offensively, you know, they're balanced. And you can't just dial into just the run or just the pass. They do it all. And so it'll be a great game.
And we talked about Veldman being injured out for the season. Have you changed your approach? Is Gustavus trying to be more balanced? Because certainly with a quarterback like Veldman, you're going to throw it a ton.
Yeah, you know, I think even going into the beginning of this year, we wanted to be balanced, even with Michael playing quarterback. You know, the more effectively you can run the ball, it does open stuff up. You get different looks in the back end. And so our goal going into the year was to be a really strong running football team. But like you said, you know, we certainly have had an effective passing game. That structure's changed certainly a little bit. You know, I think every coach across the country is always looking for ways to utilize the talent that they have and get the ball in the hands of the guys that they think can make plays. So, you know, we've been evolving, that's for sure.
Yeah, big opportunity tomorrow with the Johnnies coming to town in St. Peter, Hollingsworth Field. Once again, Gustavus hosting St. John's. Peter, good to visit with you. Thanks so much for the time.
Well, I appreciate you having us on. Thanks so much, Steve.
All right, there he is, Peter Haugen, head coach at Gustavus. Once again, one of the big games in the MIAC tomorrow. And we'll have all the scores for you tomorrow afternoon here in College Football Final. Concordia on the road at Carleton. Hamlin visits Augsburg. McAllister travels to Bethel. And St. Scholastica on the road in Northfield. They'll play St. Olaf. So a couple of games in Northfield tomorrow. And then, of course, as we mentioned, St. John's on the road at St. Peter to take on Gustavus.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.